You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Merc, and welcome to episode 185 of Merc FM. I'm back in the studio, and I have a very special guest with me, someone who's a little bit familiar with this tune. Sitting with me for this special Tuesday episode, we have Glenn Kenny, who is from Very Live Entertainment and also Jaded Empire. G'day, Glenn, how are you going?
Not bad, mate.
Oh, mate, you've had some dramas recently.
Just a few, little house fire.
Fire. You're all recovered. We had a gig for you guys recently at the Lucky Oz.
Yeah,
it was
awesome. Yeah, that was absolutely insane to see that many people come out and show support. It was sort of speechless still.
Yeah, so your family's way back on your feet now and everything. Have you settled in? Everything's all settled?
Yeah, we're settling in as best as we can. We keep remembering stuff that we don't have anymore as we go looking for it. But, it's as good as can be, I suppose. Like, still getting used to the new place and everything else, but yeah.
You know, a totally new neighbourhood, you have to find your bearings and everything like that, and where your local's going to be and all of that sort of thing.
Yeah, I've figured out where the local is and where the nearest bottle shop and takeaway place are. We're sweet.
Awesome. So one of the reasons that we've got you here is to find out how you're going after the house fire and everything like that. Everyone's fine, as we've spoken about across Channel Eric. Everyone's fine, which is good.
Yeah, like, everybody made it out. Like, I wasn't home at the time. I was away for a wedding, so it was a bit of a shock to get the phone call to tell me it had happened. Rhiannon done a wonderful job getting everybody out, there's nothing left of the house. So.
Because I remember reading Rhiannon's status, and I'm waiting for the bit that says, "And then I woke up." But unfortunately, there's no bit where I woke up, and it's all reality, unfortunately.
I think we were fortunate, actually, that she wasn't asleep, because from what I've been told and that, and, like, looking at the place after it happened, like, there wasn't much time to get out or anything, so if that had happened in the middle of the night, it could have been a whole lot worse, I think.
Yeah, so lucky everyone is still here. Speaking of still here, you've got a lot on your plate at the moment. You've got Very Live Entertainment, you've got your band, and also coming up is VMX 2011. Actually, this promo from last year's Very Metal Christmas will bring back some memories.
Hi, we're Chaos and Bowls. You're listening to Merc FM. Find us online at www.aschaosunfolds.com.
Hi, we are Found Your Road, and you're listening to
Merc FM.
Find us at
www.foundryroad.com.
Hi, we're Earl Concern. You're listening to Merc FM. Find us online at www.facebook.com/illcontentmusic.
We're metal.
Hi. Hey. 1, 2, 3,
everyone says the same thing, right? Go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Hi, we're
Janet Empire.
You're listening to Merc FM, the Fuzz Radio.
Hey, find us at Facebook, man, Janet Empire, dude,
come on.
Woo!
Rock and roll!
Hi, we're
Shadow
Mill.
You're listening to Merc FM. Find us online at myspace.com/ShadowMill.
Hi, we're Simulacra, and you're listening to
Merc FM. Find us on Facebook.
Facebook.
Hi, I'm Aaron from Psycho Sapien.
You're listening to Merc FM. Find us online at myspace.com/PsychoSapien.
Hi, we're the Cursing Stone, and you're listening to Merc FM. You can find us on myspace.com/Cursing Stone.
Hey, g'day, this is Glenn.
I'm Sean from Very Live Entertainment.
You're listening to Merc FM. Stay tuned.
Hi,
I'm a winter god. You're listening to
Urk FM.
Find us at myspace.com/wintergaunt.
Brings back some memories from not even 12 months ago, mate.
Yeah, quite a few actually. Yeah, there'll be a few of them bands on this year's lineup again. A few new faces and that. Yeah, I'll just listen to the one that I've done with Jaded Empire, and I can just tell how much we'd had to drink by that stage of the day.
Yeah, because you guys were there, and just listening back to that and think, well, you know, I think Shadow Mills no longer active. Sumo Lacra, they had a thing out. They were basically looking for everyone except for a keyboardist and a guitarist the other week. And, there's a couple of others that...
Yeah, Psycho had some lineup changes since then.
So it's amazing what happens in under 12 months.
Yeah.
It's been a massive 12 months.
Yeah, look, I know the Cursing Stone are taking some time off to write and record and that for their, I think it's their second album now, so...
And the band that I didn't get because I had some audio fail, Day's End, the guys that you really wanted to get there.
Yeah, when I, like, 12 months before last year's VMX, like, we run, like, first show that we'd sort of put on, I said to a few of the people there I'd really like Day's End for next year's show, and 12 months later it sort of happened, and it was absolutely amazing. Like, they were brilliant to work with and just an awesome band.
So how did VMX start in the first place? What was the idea behind it originally before the first one?
Basically hooked my band and a few of my mates' bands up with some shows. started off being a friend of mine, Sean, having a few beers down at the Lucky Australian one day. And
what, you and Sean drink at the Lucky Australian? Oh, who would have thought that?
Yeah. We don't drink much. Yeah, had a few beers and got sort of talking to one of the bar managers down there and introduced us to the owner, and I think it was 6-7 weeks later we had the first VMX back in 2009.
Yeah.
We run 5-6 bands that night. Just done gold coin donation entry just to see how it'd be received at St Mary's. There's a pub had a bit of a bad rap before that and turned out to be a huge night, so we just ran with it.
Were they doing metal at that stage?
They were doing metal, but it was more of an all ages thing on a Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, and a Sunday afternoon. Give a lot of the local sort of hardcore type bands somewhere to play and that. Like a lot of underage kids had come down, you know. Give them a chance to go see their friends' bands and that from school, so it was a really good thing. And when me and Sean got hold of it, we tried to up the bar a little bit and bring bigger production and more lights and noise to the place. So
who was on the bill for VMX 2009, the openers? I know you guys were there.
My Hollowed Fantasy, Jaded Empire, Psycho Sapien, Ill Content, and I think Ambush in Waco played that night as well.
And so you've upped the bar for 2010 last year.
Yeah, we raised the bar quite high last year actually, so I'm trying to figure out how we're going to top it this year, but we're trying to get bands from all around Australia this year, not just like Sydney based bands. I know there's a good possibility of one, maybe two from Adelaide, a Melbourne, one, maybe two Melbourne bands coming up, plus the best of the local talent again. A few bands that missed out on last year, we just couldn't get them on the lineup last year, so they'll definitely be on it this year.
So is it going to stay the same format, one day / evening?
Yeah, it'll be another 12-13 hour day, so that means I probably won't sleep for 36 hours. I think we're running 14 bands this year, so it's going to be pretty big. Sean's now moved to Queensland, so I'm pretty much left to organise it on my own. But I'm recruiting a few people to help me. Ellie from, I think it's Phoenix Red Entertainment.
Phoenix Red, yep.
Yeah, she's going to be giving me a big hand with it. A few of my mates and that are pitching in. I have my brother and a few other people up from Wollongong helping me run the stage and that on the day, so...
So are there any names that you can throw at us early October so far?
I can confirm that Jaded Empire, Foundry Road, Ill Content, Emotus.
Sweet.
Tensions Arise are definitely going to be on the lineup. There are a few more I could probably name, but I'd rather sort of hold off till I confirm the headline acts that I'm talking to at the moment. Once we get them sorted out, we'll announce the headliners and the full lineup in the next month or so. Doing something a bit different with the set list this year. We're going to split the set times into, like, I think 14 sets, so we'll probably, like, draw the first five sets out of the newer bands, like the bands that haven't been around as long or haven't played as many shows for me over the last few years. Like, we'll draw them in the first five band slots, so they'll get, like, a random slot in that first five. The bands that have been with me from day one, obviously, you're going to get...
better spot.
Yeah, better spot, just reward loyalty sort of thing. Like, we're pulling them out of a hat, though. I think it's the 25th of November at the Lucky Oz. It's going to be my birthday show, so we'll probably do the random draw that night.
I think that's going to be a very big weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a huge weekend. My birthday show on the 25th, and then the next night I'm off to the Metro to watch World Less Cruel. They're in, I can't pronounce the name of it, but it's a band comp. They're in the final, and if they win it, they're off to Germany. So
how do you go and find bands, or how do bands come and find you to play at shows that you're putting on?
Sometimes it'll be a band that I know somebody in, or say they played with somebody that they're really good, or I might just catch a band one week, go out somewhere and happen to see a band that I haven't seen before, and if I like them, I'm straight up to them, letting them know where they, that I've got shows available. So it's just being in and around the music scene, I think, sort of helps me find bands. Like, get to meet a lot of people, and a lot of people know a lot more people, so...
It is word of mouth. How long have you been around putting shows on and that sort of thing?
Since December 2009, I've actually been putting shows on. Been playing... I think 2007, Jaded played their first few pub shows and that. But I've had a lot of mates in bands and that before that, and always liked me music heavy. So
when did you get your first guitar?
My first guitar was an absolute piece of shit that got turned into firewood when I was about 13 years old, because I couldn't play it. I got the shits and smashed it up. But when I was about 15, 16, my cousin in Wollongong got a guitar, started learning how to play, so I went out and brought a bass so I could be in a band with my cousin. But unfortunately, he died a couple of years after that and never got a chance to play with him. But yeah, from then it's been pretty much, big part of my life. Kept me sane.
What sort of music influences you? What sort of bands are you into?
Depends on my mood. Like, rap actually got me into heavy metal.
How does that work?
Well, I started off, a few of my mates were listening to, like, NWA and Ice Cube and things like that, and then a friend of mine brought around Ice-T CD, and I didn't mind that, but then he brought on I brought around a Body Count tape for me at the time, and when I heard that, I was just blown away. just the guitars and that. And that sort of led me to Metallica and Megadeth, Guns N' Roses. Basically just led me down the dark side of music.
So when you were growing up, did you ever think that you were going to go down the musician / music promoter route, or did you want to be a fireman or an astronaut, or...?
I just wanted to be rich and not have to work.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah. Not really. Like, you know, I think every kid dreams about being a rock star or something like that, an astronaut at some point. But, yeah, it was never an actual plan. I think it just sort of happened that ended up into the music and, yeah.
And then what point did Jaded Empire sort of come into this little mighty...
A mate of mine, Scott, joined a band in the Skin of Angels that's since evolved into Ill Content. When he first joined them, I'd been playing with him like every day, and it was like, well, if he's in a band, I better join one as well. So just started looking around for a band that was looking for a bass player, and yeah, pretty much a month later, I hooked up with Jaded Empire, and the rest is history.
So what sort of time period are we talking about? 2007, I think you said?
Yeah, around 2007. I think it was early 2007. Or, no, maybe... Yeah, early 2007, because it was just before my girlfriend fell pregnant with our first kid. I joined up, so, yeah. It's been a bit of a ride. We've had a bit of a hiatus in the middle there.
Yep.
Everybody with families and everything, so...
So what's easier, being in a band or being a music promoter?
They both got their challenges. I think being in the band's coming up with fresh ideas and, you know, getting everything spot on, like, whereas being a promoter, it's... You know, like trying to find the right bands to mix together. It's a bit like getting the right two riffs that fit, you know. It's both have their challenges. Don't be wrong, I'd prefer to be just a musician and touring the world, etc., but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. So, I'm quite happy just to be part of the scene and put bands on shows.
So what's it like when you're on stage, you're totally in Jaded Empire mode, you're on the stage, you've got all the people at the front, what's that like? You're just about to kick off.
Bliss. Just before you play, there's not so much nerves anymore, but just, you know, the boys just talking a bit of crap and all of a sudden you're into it and the first two songs go by that fast, you don't even realise you've finished playing them. But... Yeah, if you can remind yourself to actually have a look around and enjoy it while you're there, it's an amazing feeling.
And what about when you're finished? How do you feel?
Oh, it depends on how the show went, I suppose. I've had nights where I've come off stage and, yeah, it's best to stay out of my way, but then on a good night, you just come off and you're just bouncing for the rest of the night. You're just that much energy. It's great.
Is there sort of a gig that... you can remember as being like your best gig ever, where you just think you can, you know, walk on water and...
VMX last year was good, but the show we played before that, it was, I think, end of November, we just got a second guitarist in, and, well, we'd had a bit of a break, and it was the first show in probably 8-9 months at least, and, yeah, that was... pretty amazing. Like, the sound on stage was brilliant. All of us played fairly well. It was, yeah, just one of those nights where everything seemed to gel really good.
So where are you guys at the moment? I know you've had some lineup changes. You mentioned that Sean's gone to Queensland, and last time I think I saw you guys, I think might have actually been at VMX. And
yeah, we're still looking for a replacement for Sean. We've sort of had a few bumps along the way with people in relationships, etc., and all that sort of stuff, as you do. We've got a few new songs on their way. We're looking to record sometime early next year, probably February, March, somewhere around there. It's coming along nicely, like. We've dropped a few songs that we weren't happy with. We're going to go back and work on them a little bit more, tidy them up a bit and get the feel that we're actually looking for with them the first time rather than rushing them through the way we did. I think if we can get a second guitarist, that's going to help our sound a lot.
So how do you go about finding a second guitarist? Is it just a case of going through your network of who you already know, or is it somewhere like Drum Media or...?
We've been talking about advertising in Drum for a while. Just haven't got round to it. We're pretty bloody lazy as far as that sort of stuff goes. I've sort of asked around a few people and that, sort of put a few feelers out there and that. Put up some ads on Gumtree and got a few responses, but a lot of it was kids just looking to get into a band, and I sort of feel bad saying no to them because they can play and they got a lot of motivation and that, but without the gear to sort of help them along, if we're playing through a big amp and they've got this tiny little P-shaped thing, it's just not going to work live. So
how hard is it to say no, either in your role as a music promoter or in a band you're looking for someone, and it would be very hard to say no to someone?
Within the band, I don't feel as bad because it's almost like an exclusive club being in that band, and it's get stuffed, I don't have too much hassle saying no then, but as a promoter, I really don't like knocking back bands, and I think every band deserves at least one chance to get up on stage and rock the place. So.
Because it would be hard, because they might not necessarily be to your taste, but people like them. They bring crowds.
Yeah, some of the worst sounding bands I've ever put on have pulled some of the biggest crowds I've ever seen, and I don't know how or why, because they were terrible, but...
In your opinion?
In my opinion, yeah, but people seem to like them, so you just can't pick it. I'm all for giving everybody a chance. Music's supposed to be fun. I hate the way it's so business orientated, so much about the dollar. I'd rather just everybody get up there and enjoy it,
Yeah. Do you have a role in the songwriting for Jaded?
Yeah, it's kind of weird the way we write. When I had my acoustic before the house burnt down, I used to spend a lot of time, I'd write my bass line and then work out some little guitar parts for it and that, take it into prac, and I might spend a week, a month working on those two or three bits that I took in, and within 15 minutes of prac, the whole song's changed again. Yeah. So normally we sort of just would start jamming along, make something up as we go along, and if we like it, we'll work out what we were doing and arrange it from there. I spend a lot of time working out what bit of the song should go, how to link different pieces together. Sticky does a lot of, probably 90% of the riff writing, but I'll tell him, you got to add this little bit there, or you need to drop that little bit, ring this note, I'll let Sticky do most of the writing. I'll just tweak little bits and pieces that I think need to be changed or whatever.
Is it safe to assume that the actual music, the guitars and all that, come first for you guys compared to lyrics?
We'll sort of jam along and we'll get a riff that we like, and once we sort of start running over that riff a few times, our vocalist will just start spewing whatever garbage comes out of his mouth at the time. And a lot of the time it's just indecipherable rantings, but after a couple of weeks of that, it'll sort of start to take shape, and he'll get an idea of where he wants the song, what he wants the song to be about and that, and then the lyrics will take shape around the music. So,
could you ever do that yourself, be a vocalist in a metal band? Is that...
I'd love to, because it lets you run amok a bit more, but I'm a horrible singer. I'll do a little bit of backup and a few bits and pieces just where our vocalist voice won't go low enough for it, but other than that, I'll leave the singing to the people that are good at it.
Or the vocalist, because I know with some of them, I explain, they don't actually like to be called singers.
Yeah, or vocalist, artist, yeah. egos on legs. Singers are like guitarists.
But you must have heard some good ones over the time, different gigs and that.
Yeah. I still remember seeing Black and They Rise put them on their very first show, and their vocalist could barely string a sentence together before they played that. He was that nervous, and once he actually got into his first song and the nerves sort of went away a bit, it was just amazing to hear that bloke let loose. First time on stage, yeah, it was pretty good. Mick from Emotus, first time I seen Emotus, and yeah, it was just something else, you know. Went to Gaunt for another band that have got a, not just a vocalist, but like an artist. As far as the vocalist goes, he's got great range, and yeah, there's so many I could mention. It's just, yeah.
I noticed there was one that I was particularly stunned about at the Women of Rock and Metal recently. Well, it was a bit more than just recently now, it was before my trip.
That would be Empirical.
Yes, it would be Empirical.
Yeah, that girl is amazing. Like, to talk to her, she's so sweet as honey, and then she gets up on stage and lets that loose. It's just like, wow. I think they're coming back. I can't remember if it's end of October or end of November. They're going to be down at the Lucky Oz again. They're going to be playing about 10 o'clock at night, I think they're going to be on. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one.
So, of course, we have not only VMX coming up, but we've got a massive summer of metal coming up.
Yeah, end of October, end of November, then VMX. We'll be putting probably a big one on around the end of January, early Feb. Just not sure. I've still got to confirm dates for that. We'll run hard up till it starts to get cold again, and then we'll pull back on the Lucky Oz shows because it's just too damn cold outside there to put them on during winter. Like, you can have the best bands in the world there and you're still only going to get half a dozen people because it's like 2 degrees and raining. So
I forgot to ask this question during the songwriting bit, but the classic IRC FM question. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, you're asleep, assuming you're asleep, and you have a really great idea for a song, guitar riff, whatever you want. What do you do at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, depending on how cold it is, but normally jump out of bed and grab the guitar. Yeah, some of the best stuff I've ever written, Jaded's ever written, that come to us like that at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, or walking down the street, and all you can do is just keep humming the pattern, you know, humming the riff until you can get home and get the guitar in your hands to work it out. I know some people would prefer to stay in bed, but yeah, if you get a good idea, you've got to get up. Got to get up, get it done.
Awesome. So, Glenn, it's been a lot of fun. How can we find you on the interweb?
On Facebook is probably the best way. Look up Very Live Entertainment, I'll be there somewhere. Probably better off getting on my personal page because, yeah, I'd really not a big one for sitting there for hours and updating stuff. I'm pretty disorganised as far as that goes. But, yeah, if you can find the Very Live page on Facebook, then you'll be able to find me.
I'll put a link in the show notes so people can go and find you. So, massive summer of metal coming up. Jaded Empire, they're going to go out, do more gigs and that sort of thing.
Yeah, we've got this Friday at St Mary's RSL. And the 28th of October at the Lucky Oz. I think it's the 19th of November at Venom in the city. 25th back out to the Lucky Oz at St Mary's, and then VMX on the 17th of December.
So stay tuned to IRC FM and also IRC FM Metal Monday for all the VMX. I'm hoping I'm going to be there in some way, shape or form, like last year.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to have you back, mate. It was good fun last year, so.
Awesome. So, Glenn, thanks very much, mate. Glad to see that you're all okay and family's all good and that the music's good, and speak to you many times over the summer.
Yeah, definitely. Just big thank you to everybody that turned up the other night. Scott from Dead Man Industries, been an absolute champion. I run around well above and beyond the call. There's so many people. I'm not going to try and list yous because I'll miss somebody and offend them, but yeah, yous know who you are, so thanks very much. It's been great. It really shown some huge support for me and Rhiannon and the kids, so yeah. Cheers.
Awesome. Stay safe and talk soon.
Cheers, mate.